Good afternoon. It's time now for Radio K-Man's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin announces that Cabinet will be meeting today to approve of the next set of shelter-in-place regulations.
And if the trend continues as it has for the last few weeks, it is proposed that we reopen the balance of construction, that particular category, on Monday coming, and that we will also reopen the rest of retail subject to conditions which will be announced in due course. And there'll be some further easing of the other, may I call them, social restrictions.
With this news, the Premier says the reopening of the economy is on track. Further announcements are scheduled to come on Friday after orders are approved by Cabinet. Cayman's total number of people tested for the COVID-19 coronavirus is over 10,000, a, quote, really important milestone, according to His Excellency Governor Martin Roper.
We are number six in the world for tests per head of population. So again, I think that is a really significant achievement, and well done to everyone for that.
And as for what happens next, Governor Roper says this allows for significant change. As Cayman moves into the next phase of suppression, Governor Roper says fundamental measures will become more and more important as greater number of individuals begin to interact.
Continuing need for social distancing, wearing masks in public, and basic hygiene. I think the vast majority of people are following that guidance, but we still see reports that quite a few people are not. So as we move into this next phase, that becomes even more important as we have more and more people out on the streets and roads.
His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper. Making sure that sick people get the care they need and don't infect others is one of the key ways to contain COVID-19, but the majority of the world's workers have little choice but putting in a shift, even if they feel unwell. In this time of coronavirus, the big challenge for most people is how to protect themselves and their families from the virus, and according to the Minister of Health, how to stay relevant and save their jobs.
Some are working at home until late in the night just to impress. For the government, that translates into beating the pandemic with doing irreversible damage to the economy in our process. As said, life and livelihood has to work together with our health and the economy. As we are reminded, it is still too early to welcome the beginning of the end for coronavirus.
The Honourable Dwayne Seymour. In other local news,
due to these changes and challenges, as parents and caregivers, it is important to check in on teens during this global pandemic.
The moderator there for Wednesday night's annual Child Month teen panel held online this year. The theme was Our Children, Today's Creation, Tomorrow's Masterpiece. And several teens logged on to take part in the discussion on how they are coping in the global pandemic. You can watch the full panel discussion, which premiered on Wednesday night, on the CIGTV YouTube channel. And now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
The US, Britain, Canada and Australia have issued a joint statement saying that the introduction of China's national security law in Hong Kong would curtail individual liberties. They said the legislation raised the prospect of people being convicted of political crimes, adding it would exacerbate existing tensions in the territory. India's Supreme Court has said the authorities should pay for migrant workers to travel home because of the coronavirus lockdown. It's also ruled that the migrants should be provided with free food and water en route. Millions were stranded when the country went into lockdown. Police in northern England say Dominic Cummings, a senior aide to the British Prime Minister, at the centre of a controversy over coronavirus restrictions, may have broken them in one instance, but they described the breach as minor. Downing Street said the Prime Minister believed Mr Cummings had acted legally. The UN-backed government in Libya says 30 migrants have been killed in revenge for the murder of a man involved in human trafficking. 26 of those killed by the trafficker's family are said to be from Bangladesh and 4 from Africa. There have been further US job losses because of the pandemic. New figures show the economy is shrinking faster than expected. A government report showed gross domestic product shrank by 5% in the first 3 months. In France, bars and restaurants will be allowed to reopen next Tuesday, but with stricter opening hours in the Paris area, where cases remain high. Most of France will move to a green alert, enabling a further easing of lockdown. The BBC has learned that the English Premier League will resume on June the 17th. It's understood that the clubs have agreed in principle to begin by playing the two outstanding fixtures from the schedule.
That's the end of Radio Cayman's New News. I'm Dion Anglin.